Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled, My Sabbatical Plans. In a previous post, I discussed what sabbaticals are about and wondered what I should do for mine. Now I can tell you my plans. In that post I wrote, a sabbatical is a time to get away from regular work for a period of personal and professional development in order to improve my value to my employer. It should refresh my vision for my personal mission and my employer's organizational mission and equip me in some way to be a better leader. I found my board very helpful in designing the sabbatical. A really practical suggestion was to take time at the beginning and end to transition into and out of my time away from work. So I've decided to start with a short time at home, followed by a spiritual retreat at the Sabbath House. At the end, I will do the same thing in reverse order. This is the personal development time. For the professional development part, I was in a bit of a quandary. I've already taken courses and earned my doctorate, so what to do? Larry Nelson, a 4C's board member and a font of endless creative ideas, came to the rescue with some excellent questions that surfaced five possible research topics. I recall the questions were something like, regarding Christian ministries, what are you really passionate about? What are you curious about? What are you concerned about? What upsets you? He suggested that my professional development should involve applying my research skills to some big topics that are beyond what my work schedule would normally allow me to do. He also asked when I was last off the continent. Aside from a few business meetings where you don't see much more than the hotel, I was last overseas in 1974. 4C's members have missions around the world, so I needed to be there with them and get a first-hand glimpse of the complexities of overseas work. Putting this all together, two research projects emerged. First, to research the effects that different tax systems have on Christian charities, their donors, and support organizations such as 4C's. A whole list of research questions will provide benefits to 4C's and our members. Stay tuned for some interesting 4C's bulletin articles and blog posts. And second, to explore the complexities of operating international projects from the perspective of administrators in the receiving countries. There will be lots of new 4C's material to help our members and their overseas project administrators. I'll be visiting ministries in Thailand, India, Kenya, Malawi, and Rwanda. Finally, it was suggested that there should be some downtime that is purely personal. I finished the research part in London, so I will take 2 weeks in Great Britain and France to do some things I've always wanted to do for a very long time. I will attend a service at the Luton Parish Church in England, where my paternal grandfather sang as a choir boy more than 100 years ago. I also will attend the Abbey Church in Paisley, Scotland, where my maternal great-great-great-great-grandfather was baptized in 1786. He emigrated to Canada almost 200 years ago. It will be fun to look around the areas that my ancestors came from. Last, I will go to Vimy Ridge and visit the Canadian Monument. Every time I give my Vimy Ridge speech, someone asks if I've been there. I want to be able to say yes. So those are my plans. I'm keenly excited. The sabbatical will be next spring, but there is lots of prep work before then to be ready to use my overseas time as productively as possible. A collateral benefit of this sabbatical will be the chance to build connections with charity experts in other countries. I have been richly blessed by a wonderful visionary board that encourages me to live in the future so that I can better lead 4C's in the present. And I am grateful for a capable staff that gives me the freedom to have a sabbatical, knowing the great work of 4C's does not depend solely on me. So those are my plans, and I did end up blogging the entire sabbatical, so you can read on in my blog to see how it all turned out. God bless.